With WLRN News in Miami, I'm summer intern Allison Light. Biscayne Bay is like a mixing bowl. That's how a park ranger at Biscayne National Park describes it. The meeting of fresh and salt water creates a special habitat for biodiversity. And in some ways, it's a mixing bowl of faiths, too. WLRN's summer interns look at the role of Biscayne Bay in people's spiritual lives. Chanel Thompson stands on the beach in Homestead Bayfront Park. The saltwater of Biscayne Bay flows into a man-made pond, separated from the bay by a trail and some palm trees.
Just to look out on the water and understand, like, oh my gosh, this is where I actually got baptized and I changed my life here.
About 3 years ago, she waded out, fully clothed, to meet her pastors. It's a calm place, flanked on either side by swimmers.
That spot was particularly, I wouldn't say for me, but it just feels special because I don't know. It feels like it's reserved for me.
She goes to Refuge Church in Homestead, a Christian fellowship. Thompson says during her baptism, some strangers stopped what they were doing to watch, and afterward they applauded. She believes God was present in the water that day. In South Florida, people from multiple religious traditions come to the waters of Biscayne Bay to let go of sin, of regret, of shame, for symbolic cleansing, for rebirth. In Miami's Jewish community, some people choose to submerge themselves in Biscayne Bay for their mikveh ceremonies, which are used for conversion, for cleansing before milestones like weddings, and for encouraging fertility.
As you have the water, you have the skies, you have, right, the heavens and the earth all together.
Rabbi Julie Jacobs from Beth David Congregation in Miami guides people through conversion mikvahs on the beach near the Rickenbacker Causeway on Virginia Key. She says having a mikveh ceremony in the bay changes the way you see it.
Then every time you go after that, instead of, oh, this is the time where I used to come to play with my kids, this is where I came to have a spiritual connection. So if the bay is already sacred, but then somebody else is putting their holiness into it, then absolutely it becomes sacred.
Temple Judea in Coral Gables uses Round Beach in Matheson Hammock State Park for mikveh ceremonies. Rabbi Judith Siegel says there's something really special about being outside for a mikveh. Typically, they're indoors.
There are some new and very beautiful state-of-the-art mikveh places, really more like a spa, you know, a very beautiful, aesthetically pleasing place. And so there are those kinds of experiences too. But this, you know, in terms of the natural beauty, I don't think anything could beat it.
Go down, take a look.
Jay Johnstone walks across the parking area at Biscayne National Park to a couple of small, out-of-the-way spots where the mangrove trees part, offering access to the water. He's a park ranger here. He points to the mud at what he believes are religious offerings.
I've got a pineapple, got some other coconuts, there's a melon behind you.
There's also part of a chicken skeleton and a plastic bag tied to some mangrove roots. Johnstone says sometimes there's meat in those bags.
So a lot of the times the offerings are food offerings, and there's also money offerings as well. So occasionally you find coins and other valuables.
He says out of respect, the staff tries to leave the objects alone.
They could be Santeria.
Santeria is what's most popularly known.
Michelle Gonzalez Maldonado is a professor of religious studies at the University of Miami.
And that's often translated as the way of the saints. The official name of the religion is La Regla de Ocha.
Maldonado says it makes sense that these offerings show up at Biscayne National Park.
In Santeria, not only is the water important, but so is el monte, the forest. And if you drive into the park, you're sort of surrounded by all this lush green area, but the park is essentially water. Practitioners will go there to perform rituals, to make offerings, because it really has those two elements.
Santeria emerged when African slaves were brought to the Caribbean and forced to give up their spiritual practices. They hid their worship by masking their gods with Catholic saints. That tradition was passed down through the generations. Rolando Beltrán Toledo is a Cuban exile, and he became a santero more than a decade ago. He comes to the bay every Sunday to pay tribute to Yemaya, the female spirit who rules the seas. He thinks of her as his mother.
When I see the bay, I'm seeing that I'm here with my mom, close. So she's listening to everything that I'm saying. The sea is the most beautiful thing there is. The sea gives tranquility. It cleans you.
The spot he chooses for these Santeria prayers is a Catholic church. Toledo is standing by the bay at La Ermita de la Caridad in Coconut Grove, the sanctuary devoted to the patron saint of Cuba. Toledo considers himself both Catholic and Santero, a cruzado, or cross practitioner. He regularly attends Mass here, honoring La Caridad and the Santeria spirits at the same time. 5 years ago, La Ermita constructed a miniature malecón behind the church. The real malecón is a 5-mile-long seawall running along the northern edge of Havana. La Ermita's version runs along Biscayne Bay. It was a big deal when it was first finished. Father Juan Rumin was the priest at the time. He spoke to Telemundo reporters on the day of its inauguration.
It's a symbol of Cuba, and also it's going to allow all the people who visit La Ermita every day to not just reflect on their faith, but also to connect to their roots and also their identity.
Teresa Ortueda comes to Biscayne Bay before Mass many days to offer coins.
I'll ask for good health for me, for my children, for my grandchildren, and for my great-grandchildren also.
Other worshippers stop by before Mass to just gaze out over the water. For some Cubans, the malecón is transformative. Miami becomes Havana. And for Jessica Triana, the bay becomes the ocean. She was born here in the U.S., but her parents were born in Cuba.
Right there, you just stand at the malecón and you just look out in the ocean and you can feel like if you're in the island. Just close your eyes and you can see yourself in La Habana, in Malecón.
From La Ermita to Matheson Hammock Park to Virginia Key to Homestead Bayfront Park, Biscayne Bay becomes a sacred and a spiritual place.
I changed my life here.
You can feel like if you're in the island.
El mar es lo más lindo que hay.
Right? The heavens and the earth all together.
I just wish the best for everyone in the water. Maybe the blessings will come unto them.
With the WLRN Summer Interns, I'm Allison Light in Miami. This piece was produced by Isabella Cueto, Adrian Gonzalez, Holly Pretzky, and myself. You can find more stories about rituals in Biscayne Bay, as well as photos and video at WLRN.org.